Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application.
Hey, I pray that you're having a happy Monday, and I know today is the start of a new work week for many of us, and I just want to praise the Lord for you today. The Holy Spirit of God has laid the book of Titus on my heart for today's nugget video. And it's one of those books, to be honest, you don't hear a lot of preaching on. We don't have a lot of teaching on. Maybe it's been referenced to, but you don't see a pastor usually preaching through the book of Titus. All my life of being in church, I've not heard a whole lot of sermons out of this particular book. But for me, the book of Titus is very important. It sets some standards. It sets some qualifications for people like myself who have been called to preach and pastor. But also the book of Titus, it gives us how we were before we came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. In other words, how we are transformed in Christ when we place our faith in Him. So I want us to look today at Titus in chapter number 3. And I'm going to read beginning in verse 3. The Bible says, "For we ourselves also were sometimes," notice this word, "foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in a malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after the kindness and love our God, our Savior toward man appeared, not by works, by righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit." You know, we see there in verse 3 that word foolish. And by the way, I want to tell you something. I don't call people fools. I don't personally call that. People do foolish things. I will admit that. But I do not call someone a fool myself. God will, but I don't. And one of the reasons that I don't is because of what the Lord says in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 22, and what it teaches. You ought to go read that sometimes and study it out. However, the word foolish here that we see in Titus in chapter number 3, it's used like the word foolish in the book of Proverbs. And it's talking about those who arrogantly rebel against God. And there are people who does. The Bible says that when we rebel against God, when we are disobedient, that we are foolish. And praise be to God. I praise the Lord for us that it's because of God's kindness and God's love that's been provided through the Lord Jesus Christ. He has saved us from our deserved death and our rebellion and disobedience. We need to praise the Lord for that. He has offered us salvation as a free gift. You know, the point is, it's a free gift, and people just have to receive it. They have to take it. We don't deserve salvation, but it's His mercy that provides that. So let us remember our salvation. Paul here in Titus summarizes here what that God washed away all of our sins. And so therefore, my friend, you and I, we can gain a new life and all of its promises and all of its blessings. It's all because of Jesus that we have that. We live a new life because we have the Holy Spirit of God that has been poured out upon us, and it's all because of what Jesus Christ did. Amen? May we live our lives transformed in Christ. Take some time to read Titus 3. Let me encourage you to do that.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at isvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.